It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. First of all, how are you?
Yeah, good. I'm in good spirits. I'm looking at the fight camp here, looking at the bus over there, did the zone show, did the zone boxing show Monday next. Fantastic coup. It's just a great setup, what they've done here. It's good. Big platform for me. Probably the biggest I've been on, really. Occasion wise. It doesn't feel like it is, but if I think back, probably is the biggest occasion I've been on.
Well, possibly, not in terms of crowd, because obviously the crowd is limited here, but I can understand the setting here. Yeah, it's a fair shout.
Platform-wise, there's a zone in the match room. It is big, innit? Don't know what the view numbers are, but...
Well, you see your head, which lights up the whole of the Matchroom house there.
Scare the kids. Don't let the kids in, that's what it says to me. No, but it's fantastic. As I say, it's a bullshit show, but it's fantastic.
Jazza, a little bit of a... I'd call that a respectful press conference. Talking's now done. We're 2 days away from the fight, so we weren't sure whether we were going to get a little bit of back and forth between yourselves, but I think you've kind of got to that point now where it's irrelevant now what's said. What matters is what happens in the ring.
I don't need to try and scare him. I've got my wishes, you know what I mean? Everything I want, everything I've played for, it's happening. I've got the fight. I don't need to win a press conference. I don't need to win any psychological games. All I need to do is go in there and be the best version of me. And he's got to take it away from me. I'm in great form and I'm ready to put a good performance on. So I've got what I wish for. I don't need to do anything else. That's wasted energy, really, Coop, if you think about it. Wasted energy on my behalf.
Yeah, no, listen, I agree. And also, obviously, the talk is always going to come up about the first fight, but the first fight was so long ago where it was almost like, not your different fighters now, but, you know, it was, 8 years ago? Roughly about 8 years ago, but that's not going to play any part in what happens here on Saturday night.
And we forgot about it, Q. It's so long ago. Have I forgot about it because I choose to, because I lost in the way I lost? No. Just a long time ago, didn't I mean? I've had probably... What have I had since? I've had about 15 fights since, in 8 years, so it's been a long road since, you know what I mean? I've had bigger fights since, so it's like, yeah, no, come on, just forgot about it.
Yeah, I feel like I need to explain for a long time.
Yeah, no, you don't have to explain. Listen, it was a long time ago and it's in the past. Coming into this fight here now, obviously, we heard Derry Matthews talking about you deserving this opportunity. You've been in the game quite a while now and you've kind of had to do things, I wouldn't say always the hard way, but a lot of times you've had to do things the hard way.
Well, he's what's the rankings with the IBF right now?
Do you know what, without pulling them out, I couldn't tell you. If you want me to get them out, I'll get them out.
No, it's okay. but I know it's me and him, we're the number one and two, aren't we? I don't know what the situation is where Wellington vacated, but he's still up there. It's been 18 months without a fight. When you say the hard way, would I still be ranked number two in the world if I hadn't fought for 18 months? Would I fuck you? You know what I mean? I've had to fight for my position to be here, so I'm happy I have, because it puts me in good stead. And you come into this position now and you think, thank fuck, I had to fight for it because I had to learn. I had to go through things that he hasn't. So I'm grateful with the situation that I'm in. But when you say, Terry said, I deserve it. Yeah, we all deserve it. You deserve it. You're a good person. He does. She does. You know what I mean? It's just, it's not about who deserves what in this game. It's about who's about to go and get it. Who's willing to do whatever it takes to get it. And that's my mindset.
What will you have to do on Saturday night to make sure that your hand is raised at the end and you've got that belt wrapped around you?
Just be jazzy. I'm confident because of the preparation I've had, the camp I've had, the situation I am in myself, how I feel. I just have to be myself. That's it. Not more, not less. It's not to complicate it. Although it's a big stage, isn't it? When you see past all this, a fight.
Obviously, last week here, we saw Lee Wood win the WBA. Call it what it is, the regular title, but he beat Zoukan to win a world title, and that's the end of that, in my opinion. But yeah, someone obviously you know very well, and possibly again for the future.
Yeah, if that's what people want to see in the future, that's what they can call for in the future. But Saturday night, about Galatad, talk about the Lee Wood fight, I thought it was fantastic. It was great to see him win, and I think he should be, what do they call it, elevated? Is that what it is, elevated? Yeah. To super duper champion? He should be the super duper champion in my eyes right now, because Santa Cruz hasn't fought for it, and it would be a shame. Imagine Lee Wood lost it, Santa Cruz never defended, and the winner who beat Lee Wood then got super duper champ. That'd be sad, wouldn't it? He deserves to be super duper champ.
Super duper champ, yeah. I think they should rename it to that, to be honest. But the belt situation is so messed up that
it should be a super duper clause where no matter what happens, he should be super duper champ unless he doesn't defend against the super duper champ. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Obviously, you've got your team here. Derry, George's here. Everyone's here for you. What is Tony Bellew is here, by the way, but I think he's doing his DAZN duties.
Driving the DAZN bus around the garden, isn't he?
Probably. What's Tony said to you ahead of this weekend?
Just be myself. Just do what I do, and I'm confident, Q. People talk to me like I think I'm the underdog or something, or they think I'm the underdog. Just be myself. You know what I mean? That's it. I've got a great team normally. I've got a fantastic team. I can talk about every one of them individually, but it'll go on too long. I'm looking at them there. Look at them, Q. There's some team that... So blessed to have them people in my life. Yeah, man, it's happiness to me, Q. Just, even just Georgie Vaughan, looking at Georgie there. Winning the world title, it's not for George, for me. It's not for my kids, but to see them happy like that with the world title on them, it's fantastic. Coop, so blessed. Yeah, man. Sorry, Coop, I'm just watching them. Should be talking to you, shouldn't I? But I can't keep. Yeah, look at them having fun. They're having fun, Coop, aren't we? Yeah, man. We've been through. It's been a long road, Coop, and we've all been through this year together, and we're all here now. I'm just looking at them. It's fantastic. With my dad as well. The ride we've been on, just in life in general. That's just boxing's not into us, Coop.
Well, you go through the highs and you go through the lows together as a team, which is the case with your team as well. You know, you're not just there for the good nights, but you know when they haven't been good nights, that sometimes is more important.
Yeah, that's everything, Coop. That is everything. Do you know what I mean? But you say it's not about, you don't be in boxing though to be number two, do you? Do you know what I mean? So when we're all world champions together, it'll feel even sweeter.
No, yeah, but the point I was making is that you don't want people around you just because you're winning. So you kind of see, you know, on the flip side of boxing, that's who's there for you?
That's on me, that's my judgment. That's for me to call. There's many people who come out of the woodwork when you're doing well, because I've been in boxing for fucking over, 10 years, 11 years, when you and James used to go around the shows yourself, Cougs, and stuff like that. I was doing an interview with IFL then, but there's people who are coming on the scene now who've never asked me for an interview before or after then, but now I'm fighting for a world title, if you want to know. Now, it's not personal, it's boxing. I get it. Good to you, if I can help your platform, good. But I won't be going out of my way to do it, Coop, because I understand the business of what it is. If it helps me, I'll do it. Do you know what I mean? Like IFL, it helps me because it's a massive platform. These people help me because they're massive profile building for me, but sad to say, Coop, but it's a. I suppose every sport's going to be the same, innit? but it can be shocking. It can be shocking when I wouldn't ask someone for an interview, but I know when I've been in my dark times, if it did, I wouldn't get a message back. But I'm a bitter or resentful. Fucking right, I am. No, really, I try not to get caught up in that, because it's a business. Yeah. And these people are chasing where the money's at, not chasing me, you know what I mean? It's not about me. It's about them growing their platform, and I understand that. But I also have to take that into consideration when it's time for me to be selfish, because I worry, Coop. No, sort of small babbling here, aren't I?
No, fucking carry on. This is good. Carry on.
Oh, my God. Jazz is giving a fucking parachute to my life. Isaac, if I was going to say to, or blank, maybe let's just say I get loads of requests on Instagram. I see them, Coop, but I don't open them because I know it's time consuming. If I don't get back to them, that plays on my mind, do you know what I mean? I think, oh, fuck's sake, what's my karma for not helping a man when he's asking for help? If that makes sense, Coop. But there's just so many, the time doesn't go around, and you've got to give your time to yourself and your kids and your family and your career, haven't you? So it can be a strange business. It's good when you're winning. When you're losing, it's hard.
Well, that is...
You don't know, you just win.
No. Listen, we all go for ups and downs, whether you're... what you're doing in life, we all go for ups and downs. So it's different for you. You're a professional fighter, but just in life in general, it's just... It is a life in general, isn't it?
It's life, innit? Yeah, I don't know the person, so no one, like, it is life. As you say, Coop, it's just... It's the bullshit business. It's a super-duper bullshit show.
Love this super-duper. Jazz, I appreciate your time. Obviously, the Wayne is tomorrow. Have you got anything else you'd like to add before we finish? Anyone you want to shout out? Anything? I know that you've got a lot of people, if we start there.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, Coop, but my sponsors, from Maverick Sports, 200 Doors, Everlast, great sponsor, Sports Direct, Montirex. I've got a lot of sponsors. These ones here. Awarded today to show me sponsors. But yeah, I've got so many people in my life as well, personally. Just thank you to everyone to get me back in this position, because I'm enjoying it. It took me a long time to get back here, and now we're back here.
Jazza, wish you the best of luck on Saturday night. It's going to be an explosive night here in Eddie Hearn's back garden, which we're kind of gazing at right now. Action-packed night, and obviously the finale is your world title fight with Kid Galahad, so we wish you the best of luck, mate.
Thank you, Coop. Thank you, everyone, for watching, tuning in.
Lovely. Right, we're going to do this right now, because your battery's on 2%, so you've got the much-talked-about fight picks game, where you're going to go through now and make your picks. Can you see? Right, so do you want to start with your own fight and tell us what you're doing?
I'm gonna go for myself, because
so you got to press choose picks.
Choose picks. Come on, Coop, let's do this. Abdul, is that his name?
What?
Abdul.
That must be his full name.
Abdul Barry Abad.
Turn this way. So don't worry. Yeah.
Jazz is
That's fine. You can just tell us what you're doing.
Fucking hell, 10%. 10% of people have voted for me. What's going on here?
What we got?
10% of people.
Okay.
You were voting for him, mate, yeah?
The favourite is obviously on Fight Picks is Kid Galahad, but you're obviously picking yourself, and there is a section that has picked you.
KO, Jazza Dickens. There you have it. Will the fight go the distance? No, it will not.
What round are we going? What group round are we going here?
Tactics. I'm not going to tell you yet.
All right, don't...
There you have it. Now we're on to Fabio Wally and Nick Webb.
Yeah, what's your pick for
that, mate? It's quite exciting, isn't it?
You can talk about this one, because this is not your fight, obviously.
Don't know nothing about none of them.
Okay, do you want to guess?
What I do know is Matchroom and not stupid Ari. Fabio Wally's the Matchroom fighter, so I'm going to have to go there. Decision. Is he a banger?
A little bit of one, yeah.
Well, I think we go for the cheeky KO then, Cougs. Oh, will the fight go the distance? Not if he KOs him. Oh, so you see this group round, though, come. Does this mean that?
So by points, yeah.
Can't choose points now, can I? Because I've choose.
Well, you can, because you went. Did you go KO?
Yeah.
Right, so now you've just picked what round you think.
Can't KO him by points, though, can he?
No, but that's the last bracket if you didn't pick.
I must have picked a KO now, aren't I? 4-6. The Babbage, the Savage. He's a nasty man. He tickled me then. He's funny then, wasn't he?
He was hilarious today. So you're going Babbage to win. By KO, method of victory.
I like the look of the guy he's fighting, but he's the savage, isn't he?
Okay.
Cold resistance. It won't. But I think he's going to take him the distance, take him late into the fight, 7-9.
7-9 rounds.
Goodness, isn't it? So what's the outcome?
That fight is actually off, so don't worry about that fight for a second, because he's got a different opponent.
What happens if I choose it? Will I still get the...
No, I think it'll be void anyway.
All right.
Ebony Bridges and Bette Connolly.
Someone said, though, my nutritionist, he said before she was an ex-Muay Thai kickboxer. So she's tough as old boots, apparently, Ebony Bridges, so... If I knew anything about you again, I'm sure it'd be the same, but I'm going to say decision for there.
There we go. Right, there we go.
And that's it.
I'm done.
What now?
So basically, you'll get points for every decision. So if you picked for yourself to, for example, between 4 and 7 or whatever, for example, if you get that right, whoever gets that right, you get points, and then it's a leaderboard where a pool of money is split. So you could clean up, really.
Are you going to sign up with the money? Like the postcode lottery?
If you win after the weekend, I will personally deliver the money. Okay. I'm staying neutral because I'm obviously on the other side of the camera. But what I will say is I'll deliver that to you.
Like the postcode lottery?
No, I meant if you win fight picks. That's what I meant.
Yeah, but I want the fight picks money in a case like the postcode lottery. You have to sign up. If balls and celebrations and all that in the streets, if you want to.
Let's do it. We'll talk about that. Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.